flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we will drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we're celebrating the end of dry January on a Bad Choice Friday with Amy Winehouse. You sure don't. Amy Winehouse and a rehab. Today, taking on Blake Shelton and Post Malone.
Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back. Just keeping up with the Joneses.
Nice.
Y'all know what I mean.
I'm going to smoke a dart tonight.
Blake Shelton, Post Malone. Pour me a drink. Take it on Amy Winehouse and rehab. Vote now if you follow us there on X. X. And men's are
on
home.
X.
X.
By the way, fellas, I'm leaving. That was three.
Uh-oh.
Three already.
Pooped three times already.
Yep. Yep.
What'd you have for dinner?
Bob, also friendly reminder that there was jalapenos on my tachos last night.
Oh, okay.
Feeling that right now.
I see.
Clinch it as we talk.
Hoping for the splash up, aren't you?
All right.
Whew. Our question about...
It still taste it.
The crazy thing that went down at your home. We go to Canada. Where a Canadian couple went to walk their dogs one evening in July and returned to find their home had been welcomed by an extraterrestrial visitor. According to the AP, their Ring doorbell camera captured extremely rare audio and video of a meteorite impact on land, and it just so happened to end up on their front walkway.
What do you think that sounds like?
Whoa, did you see the video of this?
I did not. I didn't.
It's just like a poof. And it was a meteorite.
Yeah. Did you actually hear the sound?
You can.
What does it sound like? I mean, is it just...
It sounds like a rock smacking into your sidewalk.
Okay.
They said they noticed something strange when they returned to their island home to find their entryway covered in a strange gray dust. He initially thought something had fallen off the roof, so he began cleaning up the debris. But his parents, who lived nearby, told him they'd heard a loud bang that could have been a meteorite strike. And after checking the security footage, that theory was confirmed. It was probably the size of a golf ball or a baseball that hit the property. They basically say that at the time of entering the atmosphere, they're going about 25,000 to 160,000 miles an hour.
Damn.
And the recording of this strike could be even more significant. What experts said, it could be the first time the complete sound of a meteorite strike had been captured on video.
Well, like you said, it just sounds like a real fast rock hitting the sidewalk.
It does. Our question, what was the crazy that went down at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
You think it'd be something more special.
You do, well, the scientists were excited, like, wow, man, we should have audio of this. And I'm like, so what does it sound like? And Marge kind of took the wind out of my sails there.
Sounds like what you think it is. A rock. The sidewalk.
They hit a sidewalk, and that's what it sounds like. Hello, Dane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
So I got a funny one for you.
Oh, boy.
And I know you're going to have fun with this after we get off the phone. So my friend got pepper sprayed in my living room when I was living in Boston going to college.
Why'd he get pepper sprayed?
This is the best part. So everybody went home for Christmas vacation. Everybody's parents, my parents included, paid for everyone to go home, except for my girlfriend's parents, who just left her there. She wasn't going to college. She was just my girlfriend, my roommate, you know, stuff like that. And she was getting extremely paranoid because at this two-bedroom apartment, big living room, all alone. And so her parents sent her some money to buy some pepper spray. So everybody is done with their Christmas vacation. We all fly back, and my roommate decides to throw a party.
All right.
Well, she's been hanging out in the living room, paranoid, holding on to pepper spray for like 2 weeks. And it's still in the living room. Well, one of my friends, because I decided I didn't want to be part of the party, I'm just going to hang out in my room. And so all of a sudden I hear screaming from the other room. And what happened was, one guy was convinced it was one of those Neo to go spray things.
Oh, Jesus.
And went to spray this other guy on the knee, but it sprayed a different direction, hit him right up in the face. And I don't know if you've ever seen pepper spray. A lot of the stuff is dyed red. And so there was an outline of this guy's head on the wall from pepper spray.
How is he doing? I mean, how long did it take for him to feel normal again?
Let's say I hung out with him a week later, and that was the first time I've actually met him, and I did not recognize him because his face was so swollen.
Oh, really? Wow. Still, a week later.
Ran to the bathroom and trying to, like, wash it out. Everybody's Googling stuff on the phone, like, what do you do about pepper spray? To the lack of my knowledge, he washed his face out and eventually ended up going home like 2 hours later, all swollen, unrecognizable. I did not realize he used my shower towel to dry off his face.
Oh, no.
So the next day, I took a shower to go to class for the first time after our, you know, New Year's, Christmas break, whatever you want to call it. And I'm running around like a madman because, there was pepper spray on my towel and I dried off my lower regions.
Oh, everything.
And so there was pepper spray down there on me. I'm running around like a madman. There's a face imprint in red on our living room wall. So we just covered it up with a Pink Floyd poster.
That sounds very collegiate of you.
Where were you going to school in Boston?
Berklee College of Music.
Okay. I have no idea what part of town that's in.
What instrument do you play, or do you play multiple instruments?
I play multiple instruments. My degree is in drum set performance. But I play guitar and I sing. It's right there on the corner of Mass Ave and Boylston is the 150 building of Berklee.
Okay.
That's a place I'll never be attending.
I know for a fact if you go to college in Boston, whatever the deal is, your family's loaded.
Probably.
It costs a lot of money to live there.
Or you got a scholarship.
Yeah. Right. And if you do, you're still paying a little bit more money. And
It
might be $80,000, $100,000 and your scholarship covers $50,000, but it's still $50,000 for your parents.
Yeah. Well, my one cousin, Dan, he went to Tufts, which is a very good school.
Yeah.
He was going to be an architect. Now he runs a popcorn shop and a beer garden.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Did he ever get into architecture at all?
He did it for like a year or two. And when he was at Tufts, he started messing around with popcorn flavors. And he would send them out and stuff. And then he really wanted to open a shop. So my cousin Pat, was doing medical equipment sales, right? Making a good living.
Yeah.
But he was kind of tired of being on the road. So they were like, screw it.
let's try this. Pat kept working, and then the shops did so well, and now they have that beer garden. But just amazing.
So he actually did scientific experimenting at home, trying to make his own flavors of popcorn that he thought were superior?
Correct.
How does one get into that hobby? Like, did he have a professional, or is he just using a kettle on the stove, or what?
I guess he was using a kettle on the stove. Dan, like, my cousin Dan is just very particular about stuff.
Yeah.
Like his big vice is gambling, right? But he'll break down every aspect of it. So, like, he just, I don't know, he just got into it, and then you looked at, I mean, now you see popcorn shops all over the place. Like, sure. My buddy Cobb has his shop.
I was going to say, you know or are connected to more people in the popcorn industry than, and granted, it's family and you're one buddy, but that's two people more than anyone I know in the popcorn game.
Ah, and I know where the Godfather of Corn lives.
Where does Godfather of Corn live?
I can't say that.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Who the hell is the Godfather of Corn?
There's one individual in a certain state that owns a large amount of all the corn kernels used for popping popcorn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. It's one guy?
He owns a bulk of it, and he only sells to certain companies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you meet this secret guy? Secret popcorn guy? Or
what do you call him? The corn guy?
Godfather of corn.
Godfather of corn.
It's like a gangster thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to him, and you got to sales pitch him, and then maybe he'll give you some.
So does anyone know where he lives, or is it a pop secret?
Hell.
You could try to movie theater butter me up, okay. But I'm not telling.
What was the crazy that went down at your home, 206-803-ROCK?
Ted, somebody here says, you know, I mess with making popcorn flavors with honey and hot sauce and stuff on the stove.
Hmm. Okay, yeah.
Maybe I need to get into this create some popcorn flavor game.
Well, the margins are awesome.
I bet they are.
Sure. I just don't know if I can come up with a good flavor is the problem.
Yeah, and there's some tried and true, right? Like, both shops are going to have a cheddar.
Of course.
Or a caramel.
God, white cheddar popcorn,
well,
man.
The problem, Ted, is not the cost of the product. The problem is that typically those stores will be in touristy areas with high rent.
Correct.
Right.
So, you know, one or the other. What was the crazy that went down at your own 206-803-ROCK?
And you're right. Cobb's is in the market.
Correct.
And then Smith Family Popcorn is on Cape Cod in downtown Hyannis.
Mm-hmm. You ever met someone who does not like popcorn?
You do sometimes.
Really?
They're all like, oh, I'm allergic.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll give you a pass if you're allergic to fun. Oh, you're allergic to happiness. Sucks to be
Get out of our beer garden.
Yeah, man, it's popcorn. Hello, Brent. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, you dinosaurs.
Hola.
So I'm feeding this gal, and she's a wildlife biologist for the state. Lives on a couple acres with a creek and indoor-outdoor kitties. Well, the first night I spent the night there, the male cat, who obviously believed that he could take care of her better than I could, brought home three dead things as presents in the middle of the night. Never before. So, you know, years go by, and we're cohabitating, and the kitties love me. And one day I'm getting ready for work, and I hear the cat door open. I'm in the bathroom, like, brushing my teeth or something. I'm almost out the door, and I hear the cat door open. And he's got a mouthful of something that he's really proud of, even with it in his mouth. Wow, 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 you know. Hey, I've got something. I'm like, oh, great, you know. And then I don't hear any crunch, crunch. So they're not eating it. He'll take it into the kitchen and let it go. And then both cats will chase it around. And, you know, I've had to pull out the fridge to get a vole or a mouse every now and then. It's like, oh, crud, I got to go get this now. So I step out of the bathroom and here comes out of the kitchen, walking across the middle of the living room, is a duck.
A duck?
A duck. A full-grown, well, it was a green-winged teal, so it's a smaller female duck. Obviously fit through the cat door, but it was heading up into where it came from. And I'm like, that's not something you see every day. And I go in and wake her up. I go, hey, honey, it's time to go to work. There's a duck in the sunroom. And she goes,
Oh, and you got donged.
What you got donged?
I think that cat hung up the phone.
Yeah, the cat's like, enough of that story.
Is the duck okay?
I was going to ask, what do the cats do?
Do not call the radio and tell stories of me killing ducks.
He's being stared down by his cat right
now. I will kill you if you share that story again.
Right.
I will claw your face off and treat you like
that. Well, you see cats, how they carry their youngs. They obviously know how to carry things in their mouth without causing any harm. But at the same time, you know, it's a duck.
I just feel like the downside of having a cat door or a dog door is exactly that.
Or just like, want
to
be...
I don't know what's going to walk in. The raccoons, I mean, you name it, man.
They can walk in at any time. I mean, just like any other animal. That's what I mean.
So I would never... my buddy, he actually has a dog door. And he has a big-ass pit bull, so it's not a very sweet dog. But if you don't know it, you'd be terrified of it. But I'm like, man, you don't worry about crap just walking into your house. I mean, this is...
Not with that dog.
Probably not with the dog. It is a sizable dog. But just all the raccoons, everything else that lives in the neighborhood. I'm like, all right, man.
What was the crazy that went down at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going?
Hola.
Right on. So I'm from Centralia, but I moved to Denver, Colorado about 15, 20 years ago with a girl, and we rented a place sight unseen, and it was a place, kind of. It was
you broke up the last three sentences. Say that again.
So it was a duplex, and we lived in the downstairs half of it, but it was like, you know, you went down underground almost.
Okay.
And then you went up for the second half of it. And so there was a two-bedroom, one bath above, and a two-bedroom, one bath below, and we had the bottom one.
All right.
And so we move in, and the guy who lives below us is like about 55 years old and just creepy as all get out. And then the 14-year-old boy that lived with him was even creepier. And the whole time we're living there, which was about 3 months, we're just like, what is going on down there? Well, one night I get home from work and I change into some shorts and a t-shirt and I'm watching TV on the couch and I fall asleep. And I wake up to the girl I was living with and her dog, like, both chirping at me, like, hey, what's going on in here? We're smelling smoke. So I go into my bedroom and the furnace is just leaking black smoke. And I'm like, holy smoke, what is this? And so I slip on my shoes, grab my keys and my wallet, you know, just the important stuff. And I go outside, and I'm still being pretty casual, but I'm just like, where is all this smoke coming from? And, oh, the house below us is on fire at 1 in the morning.
Wow.
And so the kid had taken gasoline and poured it all over the guy's door, and then he had, like, made a trail out to the living room, done a little spiral, and lit the place on fire, hopped out of his bike, and rode away.
And you said this kid's like 14 or something?
Yo, at the most. I mean, he might have been 12. I might be remembering it wrong, but yeah. I mean, at the very most, he was 14.
Did the place burn down?
Oh, well, I mean, it really didn't. It really didn't burn down. I assumed, you know, that they were both in there, and they each had a dog. So, I'm a dog lover, so, you know, I thought I should do my civic duty. And so I ran to their downstairs entrance on the backside, and I kicked in the door, and I only did it because I knew they had a hose, like, right there that was, like, 50 feet long. And so I just cranked on the hose, kicked in their door, and then threw the hose into what was their kitchen, thinking that might, you know, be the problem, that the kitchen was on fire. But then, you know, we go back out, and by then the neighbors were calling the cops and stuff. It was a crazy sight. But then all of a sudden the guy comes climbing out of a window in his tidy whities, pushing his big old Rottweiler. And then we're like, well, where's the kid? And the kid also had a dog, and so we're just like, where's the kid? Where's the kid? And he's like, oh, my God. So he goes running, and he tries to go back into the window where the kid's room was, but he couldn't get in. The window was too hot, and so he backed out, and then the firefighters went in through that window, and all they found in that bedroom was the kid's dog. He had locked it in there. And it was, like, laying on the bed, just, like, gasping for air. So they pulled the dog out, but they're like, there's no kid in there. So then he's like, okay, did the kid burn up in the kitchen? Did the kid burn up in the living room? We don't know. But I'm worried about the dog, so I'm like, you guys got to get that dog to the vet. And they're like, well, we can't. And I'm like, well, then put him in my car. So so they give me a police escort to the vet, and I don't care about these people. I mean, they creep me out from the minute I moved in there.
Right.
And so I'm just like, I beeline the dog to the vet. The dog ends up dying. Worst day ever.
Did they ever find the kid?
Yeah, they found the kid like 3 days later, and the whole reason he had done it was because the guy had been molested him the whole time.
Oh, jeez, man.
Wow.
Yeah, so never let a 50-year-old single man, you know, cohabitate with a 12-year-old boy or a 14-year-old boy, whatever he was.
So wait, it was not his kid? No relation?
No, he was like trying to adopt him is what he told us, but...
God.
He was just a foster parent at the time.
Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm just like, this is weird.
Wow,
that's,
man.
Awful.
Okay,
that story took a couple turns I was not expecting.
What was the crazy that went down at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Your shot at 5K a day. It's easy. I just listen to 1 hour of The Men's Room on the Odyssey app or Odyssey.com. Listen to 1 hour of the lovely Jolie. Listen to 1 hour of Ryan Castle, the Daily Mix Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen 1 hour if you're up all night and you can't sleep. That's how you do it. Just listen for 1 hour. That automatically qualifies you to win $5,000. Our question, what was the crazy that went down at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Crystal. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So we used to leave our window open at night so our cats could get in and out. And well, our wonderful cat buddy used to like bringing us presents. And one night he brought in a live little mouse and about 2 o'clock in the morning and dropped it on our pillow. And my fiance freaked out. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, woke me up. And I had to work the next day, so I just got up and told him to find it, went to the couch and slept. And by the next morning when I woke up, my whole room was torn apart. Bed was standing up on the end. Dressers were moved from the wall. Bill never did find the mouse, but he refused to go back in the room for over a week. And, yeah, our bed was lumpy, and he is scared of a little mouse.
Are you still with this guy?
Yes, I am. I've been with him for over 14 years.
Okay.
What else is he scared of? Like, does he freak out with bugs or is it just mice?
Spiders.
Well, I can agree with him there because they're monsters. But, yeah, mice don't
bother
me.
No, they don't bother me.
Did it ever occur to him that maybe, and I don't know, but like, so the cat brings it in, drops it on the pillow. I understand he freaks out. He's trying to find the mouse. Most human beings that I've met are not really fast enough to catch it, even if you try. Wouldn't you just think the cat eventually will go get the mouse that it brought in?
No, he just dropped it off on the pillow and kind of just took off. You know, it's like he's like, here's a present. He always brought us little presents, but normally just left them at our door. But, you know, during the summer, we would leave the windows open so they cats could get in and out. And he just dropped it off on our pillow and left.
Did he?
And
did he normally bring the things still alive? Like, even when he dropped them at the door, are they still alive or did he normally kill them?
Half and half. I mean, one time he tried bringing us a snake, but I stopped that because I'm scared of snakes. But normally they were dead. But just this one night, he just thought he was going to bring us a little pet. And, you know, and I just kind of laughed at him and got up and went to the other room and went to sleep and told him to find it. And he tore the whole bedroom apart.
Aren't you kind of glad that cats aren't people? Like, as far as, you know, not everyone gives good gifts. And cats, by and large, bring the worst gifts. It's never anything you remotely want.
No.
You know, like, well, like I said, my cat, and I've said this before, but it's a baby bird. But I did not realize that the cat had brought it in, right? Because the cat at this one, I'm in the bedroom ironing a shirt. And I realize there's a baby bird on my floor, and he's trying to hide behind the closet door. And I'm like, well, obviously the cat brought it in. But now the cat's like just lounging out on the sofa or whatever. And I just didn't understand why he brought me a living thing. So I scoop up this baby bird, walk to the back door, open it, and the bird's in my hand, still alive, right? Looks terrified. I did not realize that the cat has now gotten off the sofa and is standing at my ankles. I have no concept of this. So I toss this bird out into the yard, and right when it hits like the peak arch, this cat jumps from my feet, and I mean, snatches this bitch out of midair, and I'm like, oh, God, man. Like, I felt bad. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I'll save you from that mean cat. You go back after Jesus.
Yeah.
And it was like a cartoon because the cat hit this thing, I mean, midair, completely in its mouth, and like the single feather.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cat disappeared around the corner.
My place in Baltimore, man, I had mice everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I just knew, I knew they were in my place, and because of that.
Then there was like poop on the counter.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. They would go into the kitchen.
Leave this little turd.
And they would poop on the counter. So every day I'd wake up and there'd be like 10 raisins on my counter. And I knew damn well that I cleaned my countertops off just to test this theory.
Right.
I mean, they were having a party in my kitchen every single night. So every time I cooked, I had to clean the countertops. I mean, but at the same point in time, I knew the size of rats in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So when you know the size of rats, you really don't get concerned with mice. Because
you don't at all.
You're kind of happy that that is the next option.
Like, thank God it's a mouse.
It's not a rat.
Yeah.
You know? But I finally got that thing. I mean, I tried.
Sir, man, like, yeah. Cats and rats would fight. You'd hear it, I mean, all night, every night in the alleys. But it was one cat would fight one rat, and it was 50-50 who would win. That's how big those freaking rats were, man.
Yeah.
You didn't just.
And cats fighting, and you could hear it from a mile away.
Dude, I had tons of cheese, and I tried on a glue trap. I you know, whatever I had, if it was a Kraft single or.
I remember you got a lot of spiders and silverfish.
I, and then, all of a sudden, someone, probably, when I was bitching about this on the air, listening to the show, said, use a Cheeto.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a glue trap, I put a Cheeto in the middle of it, and I mean, I hear flopping in the middle of the night in the kitchen. I mean, it
got him.
I got him. And he was all sprawled out, like arms to the side, legs spread out. He was an inch away from that Cheeto. And even when I got up in the morning, he
was
still
like insult to injury.
He didn't even care that I picked the glue trap up, was looking at him, nothing. He still was locked in to the Cheeto. So I tried to roll the Cheeto toward him a little bit, but it was too stuck into the glue because I pushed it down in there. By that time, it was like a hard rock.
Right.
But I couldn't get the guy off there, so I threw him in the dumpster.
I'm a squirrel. He broke into your home.
Yeah.
I pooped on your counter.
Yeah, dude. What was the crazy that went down in your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Congratulations on 20 years, fellas.
Hey, thank you, man.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, man.
So last winter, so sorry, this is turning into a fire story.
Well, if it happens in your home.
It is crazy when it happens in your home, that's for sure.
Well, I would have felt better if it happened in my home.
Uh-oh.
This was my, it was a client's house, and they were just doing me a huge favor, letting me do this job. Because I'm injured and recovering, and I was only working part time on this bathroom remodel in their garage. And this, when I say garage, this building used to house about 20 Ferraris. It was a giant building.
Wow!
And half of it, there was a basketball court. So it was this big, huge, giant building with a small 8-foot by 8-foot bathroom with 16-foot ceilings. And so they didn't want to heat the whole building because I was just doing bathroom. So when it got really cold last year, like 11 degrees, they brought me out this electric heater, space heater. And I had just rolled out this like really thin vinyl stuff that you can put on a wall, like in bathrooms. And I had just glued it to the wall, rolled it all out, and I went out and got my goof off, and a professional grade goof off. It's the stuff that's like one step down from lacquer thinner, really flammable. And I wasn't thinking anything about it. And I just got some rags out and I'm wiping down the whole wall. And I take a step back and I didn't realize it, but I knocked the goof off over. And I'm just standing there looking at this wall, and all of a sudden the entire room erupted in flames, and I was standing in a furnace. and I was like, what the hell? And I just reacted, and I turned and ran for the door, and well, the direction the door was supposed to be, and I must have slipped on the goof off that had spilled on the floor. So I'm on my hands and knees crawling out of this room. I finally get my head out of the room. I look over my shoulder, and it's just a giant wall of flames. I mean, the whole room was solid flames. And I all I could think was, oh, my God, I'm going to burn down this whole building. So I get up, and I run out of the building. My trailer had a fire extinguisher in it. So I go running out the building. I hit the snow, and my feet fly out from underneath me. And I land head first on the concrete, and I'm instantly just severely concussed. And I'm like, oh no, I got to get to the extinguisher. So I get up and I'm sitting there trying to find the trailer, but my whole world is spinning. And I run around in this great big circle and manage to get into the trailer, get the extinguisher, get myself back in that building somehow. I don't even know how. And, I put out the fire. It took four tries to get the fire to completely go out. The whole time this was happening, I was screaming up top of my lungs, fire.
Fire.
Did you call anyone? Like, when you're going through this, did you think to call 911, or you determined you're going to put this out yourself?
Either I put it out myself, or the whole building goes up.
All right. You have to rip down that entire 8x8 area and start from scratch after this?
Oh, dude, it was so depressing. I had been holding on to this flooring for like a year and a half, and I finally had a good client to sell it to. I had just installed this beautiful floor and all this vinyl on the wall, and I had to rip out the vinyl. Before I could even leave to go to the hospital, I had to get the vinyl off the wall before the glue set up. With this horrible concussion, it was absolutely terrible. And
I got to ask, since you're seemingly a little bit klutzy, what kind of accident were you in before this to where you were only working part-time?
Oh, I've had so many accidents over the years. A year and a half ago, I took another big fall off a ladder, and I've a severe bulging disc in my back, and the doctors fused my neck. And I had to learn how to rewalk again. And wow. My legs just don't like to work.
Damn. That's crazy. Okay. Wow.
It's terrible. Nerve issues from essentially my rib cage down, like you wouldn't believe. It's just horrific. Yeah, but the fan in the ceiling melted. The light melted. All the plumbing melted. The flooring was destroyed. I had to replace everything. It was just terrible.
Good times.
Good Lord, man.
And you're a professional.
Right. Like, that's the professional, yeah. Right there.
I mean, I've messed up some stuff at the Home Depot. But, you know, the thing is that it wasn't so bad. But when I'm done with it, I can look down and look at the tile and go like,
I obviously did this.
That line's off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't stop looking at it. No one else would ever know. No one else ever. Just me.
Do you point it out to everyone? Because people do that. Like, God, can you see where I screwed up the tile, right? And you never would have noticed. And then once you point it out, it's like, bro, I can't stop staring at your screw-up now.
Dude, my TV, when I hung it, it is barely not level.
Okay.
Right? So me and my buddy, we're staring at it. And I get, there's nobody's going to notice, right? Same thing. If I sit there and stare and notice, So then I had like a little housewarming party. A couple people showed up, and like one of the first ones that showed up was like, "Oh, couldn't level that one out, huh?"
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, "How did you notice that, you stoner?" Like, nobody else even, nobody's noticed it.
Yeah. What was the crazy that went down at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Amanda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Positive Friday. Friday. Positive.
Yes. Fire seems to be the situation these days. I had gone on a first date just a few years back, and I had my daughter at home with me. She's 14 years old at the time. So I'm heading out, and she's making some dinner for herself, which is pretty calming. I get to my date's house. We're hanging out, eating dinner, and my phone's not on me. It just pings and pings. I hear it on the counter, but we're eating, so I was like, okay, this can wait a little bit. And I go to look at my phone, and the first text says, "Mom, how do I put a fire out in a pan?"
Oh, no.
How long had it been since that text came in?
Oh, it was not. I mean, it was pinging and pinging. That's like mom language, you know. It was like not even 30 seconds, but it was like ding, ding, you know what I mean? So... And mom nature, it's like it seemed like so many going on for so long, but it was like 30 seconds if that. So I go and look at this text, and I'm like, oh my God. So I call my kids, and at this time, I had some roommates that live downstairs also, so now they're blasting on my phone. They're calling me, though. And I get on the phone with my daughter, and she's calm, like she's all fine. But then I get on the phone with my roommates who had my daughter's phone. They grabbed it from her, and they're like, the house is on fire. And I was like, who's there? And they're like, well, we're all standing outside, and the fire department's here. And so, I mean, you got to keep in mind, this is 30 seconds of ping, and then all these phone calls, and now the fire department's there. So I was all the way in Spanaway, so I'm rushing home to Gig Harbor. And I get there, and there's like three fire trucks there. I want to say like maybe 9 firemen there. My kids outside, neighbors are standing looking. I go up to my house, and it's just full of smoke. They had all these hoses in there. I didn't know this before, but apparently they put hoses in your house to suck the smoke out.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, okay. So if there's no fire, they suck the smoke out.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. What was your daughter making?
She never told me that, but I'll tell you this. This is the craziest part. I get there. It's a smoky house. I go in my kitchen, and there's a circular burn in the countertop. And then you walk out to my living room. There's a circular burn right by my couch on the carpet.
Yeah, she's trying to get the pan out of the house, but it's on fire.
She put the pan down in the carpet, so there's a big circle with, you know, like waxy-looking carpet underneath. And then that's right in front of a slider, a glass slider. So then the glass slider's open, and then there's a circular burn on the wood patio.
So you can see the trail of burning pan. Would that guy have gotten laid that night if it hadn't been for your daughter?
No.
He would not.
Oh, okay.
All right. No. Just making to see how many lives were ruined.
Then not all was lost.
Exactly.
Ashton Castle, before he did his kitchen remodeled, I can't remember what he said he was cooking.
He was hard-boiled eggs.
Yep. And the pan ended up on the floor, and they had a wooden floor. And there was, I mean, perfect circle burn mark in it. Anyway, gets his kitchen redone, 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, dude, because that burn mark basically had been there from about the time they moved in. It wasn't long after he moved into the house. I said, man, you need to get that part of the floor cut out and get it framed. Just kind of said it as a joke. Then I went over to see his kitchen after it got remodeled. And there on the wall,
yep,
there's the framed perfect burn circle on a piece of wood. He's like, man, I just want to remember.
What was the crazy that went down at your home? 206-803-ROCK.
Also, now it's just a memory when you could afford the hard-boiled eggs at home.
Yeah, no kidding, Jesus. Right? Hello, Lydia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola. So what weirdness happened at the house?
So this happened probably about 10 years ago. At the time, I was still living with my folks when I lived in Washington State. And what happened was, it was my day off. I was getting an evening snack. And I hear something rustling behind the fridge. And I was like, what the heck is that noise? The cats are right under the dining room table. They're giving me that look like, what is that? And all of a sudden, this giant wharf rat comes out from behind the fridge.
Wharf rat? Where were you living?
I lived in Shelton.
Okay.
At the time. Ironically, I lived in a house that was, believe it or not, 420 Fairmont.
Oh, perfect. All right.
So, you know that cartoon where the wife freaks out and kind of clings to the dining room table?
Yeah.
I was having that moment. I hate rats. I'm freaking out. My dad hears me screaming bloody murder, comes out. The cats are giving me that oh, hell no look, wanting to go after, because that rat's bigger than them.
Oh, so the cats are not trying to contribute to getting rid of this rat.
My dad's dog wanted to tear it limb from limb. I didn't know what that rat was carrying. My dad ends up killing it, kid you not, with a red plastic dustpan, a swift blow to the neck.
Oh, damn. All right.
Swift blow.
And there were no other rats, fortunately, because you know how rats come in packs.
Yep.
He somehow managed to flush it down the toilet.
He flushed it down the toilet?
Yep.
I wouldn't have done that.
Did it back the toilet up?
No.
Huh.
All right. I would have just thrown him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just throwing him outside, man.
That you've killed it. Who cares? What was the crazy that went down at your home? 206-803.
I didn't know that about the rats. Always in packs.
Yeah, I know. I was like, wow, that's odd. And we all got our fetish. Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, this happened at a friend's house. And a real quick backstory, last year was a dumpster fire for me. But I had all these experiences where I had to, I bucked like 3 tons of hay with a friend of mine. I wrangled a horse and just a whole bunch of other experiences I'd never had. So on this particular occasion, I'm at a friend's house and I'm just sitting there. He goes to bed early because he works all, you know, he works 12 hours a day. So he's in bed early. Sitting there minding my own business, drinking myself my second Irish death of the night. And I see this, like, it's 10:30 at night, and I see this, like, winged animal fly past me. And I'm like, okay, that could be a starling, because they fly at night. But it comes back, and it's a bat. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the heck? Well, I said a bunch of other things. And I'm like, what is this bat doing in here? So here I am trying to wrangle this bat. He lives in a two-story house. I'm climbing up and down the stairs trying to wrangle this bat. I ended up having to wake him up. Say, man, there's a bat in your house. He freaks out. And, it, you know, so eventually I had to, I trapped it at one point, but I didn't have a thick enough gloves to grab it. I'm not going to grab a bat. And ended up opening up a window, taking the screen out, and 2 seconds later the bat flies out. And I'm like, why couldn't you do that before when I opened the door?
Right. Yeah, that's not happening. No.
What is it about bats, man? Like, you get a bird in your house, nobody cares. It's annoying. But you don't really, like, freak out. But if it's a bat, people have a much different reaction.
Because they bite.
They bite. You don't have pet rats. Like, you would voluntarily have a bird in your house, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? We're like rats. You're like, yeah.
We had a bat.
Or bats.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a bat in our house once. But there was an abandoned school kind of across the street. And they were converting it into apartments. And none of us knew, but apparently there was, like, a massive bat column there, right? So everyone on our block, probably about a 3-block area, was dealing with bats. And I remember we'd already dealt with our bat issue. My father just shot it with a pellet gun eventually. But I remember our neighbor came over. He's like, dude, I got bats in my house. He wanted to borrow. He had a catcher's mask that he owned. He borrowed 2 oven mitts from my mother, and they loaned him a tennis racket. Like, no one has anything. You're not, like, bat prepared, but it's softball bats, tennis rackets, any kind of head covering. But
well, if you have a BB gun, that's one thing. But, like, Yeah, you can't just sit in your house and start popping off real rounds of ammo.
I woke up one night in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning, to my stepfather, and he had my long yellow wiffle ball bat.
Oh, that was his bat.
And it's an unmistakable sound when you swing a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah.
And he looked like, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi trying to take this bat out. And it's like in the middle of my room with a light on. Like, vroom, 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 vroom.
Dude, I told you, I got to Matha once. High school homeroom, and like the teacher sounded like she was possessed by the devil. Get down! And I'm like, what? Like, there's a bat in here. And then the bat got in the hallway, and with a school like that, you can imagine the screams.
Chaos.
And
chaos.
The bat in
here! Ted versus the FCC, coming up at 4:35, and we get your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.